Over 5 million people play football in the USA, and here to bring it to you in the raw, uncut, unadulterated is the undisputed number one sports show in Atlanta and abroad. 100 yards of football, live from headquarters. It's more than a game, more than a show. It's where football blends culture, economics, and society. Tap in, tune in, and lock in to 100 yards of football now.
Our partners at BetOnline continue to be the number one source for all your betting needs and sports info. Find all the latest odds, news, and sports developments, including this year's Wimbledon Finals, Major League Baseball, the latest fighting news, and even next season's early NFL futures. Head to the website or use your mobile device to sign up today to receive your 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit. Just use our promo code BELIEVE to get the bonus and get into the action. BetOnline, where the game starts.
Right now on 100 Yards of Football. Stick and stay with us as we prepare to remain in the Magnolia State of Mississippi. We travel down to Starkville to check out the Pirate, Mike Leach, the head coach of the Bulldogs of Mississippi State, giving them a team preview in the SEC. From the man known as Mr. Football, right here on 100 Yards of Football, it's Vincent Turner travels to Starkville to do a deep dive and deep analysis of Mississippi State right here on 100 Yards of Football.
If you like the video today, please come in and share it. I'm your host, Vincent Turner. Mississippi State Bulldogs, our 2022 SEC team preview. One more time, if you like the video, please come in and share it today. As I break down Mississippi State, the Bulldogs, Mike Leach, Pirates of the Caribbean, Captain Jack Sparrow, Johnny Depp, the War of New Orleans, 1812, Jean Lafitte, Andrew Jackson. Boy, you got to love Mike Leach as a coach. The thing about Mike Leach, before I get into Mississippi State, think about this. A lot of people don't even know Mike Leach didn't even play football. But he's got his coaching prowess. He was the offensive coordinator at Oklahoma when they won a national championship. Well, he was the offensive staff. He was the offensive quarterbacks coach when they beat Florida State in the national championship game back in the early 2000s. Then he went to Texas Tech. Let's make no bones. He had a machine down there. Then he goes out to Washington State. Has a machine out there offensively. Then he comes into the SEC, the Mississippi State Bulldogs, and what does he have? He have a machine. Like him or not, people say he might be weird, but he's the Pirate. And he's got a football team that can really make some noise in the SEC West this year. Let's start on the offensive side of the ball. For some reason, Mike Leach always has an affinity of finding quarterbacks and making them stars. Last year, Will Rogers going into his junior this year. Last year's a sophomore. He had 4,700 yards, 36 touchdowns, 70% completion rate. When you got a quarterback that's played a lot of football coming in his junior year with statistics like that, you're going to be a dangerous football team. Then looking at what he's got at the wide receiver position to go along, which helps Mississippi State in their passing game, we got playmakers. We got Jaden Wally. Coming back this year, NFL talent, 628 yards, 56 receptions, 5 touchdowns. Then we got Austin Williams, NFL talent, 6'3", 220. And then we got another star in the backfield. I'm going to call him Jay Marks. We're here locally in the metro Atlanta area where I'm broadcasting. They went to Carver High School. I expect big things for him this year. Last year, he had 65 receptions. And the thing about Mississippi State, for Mr. Rogers, Mr. Wally, and Mr. Robinson to be very productive, is that the offensive line has got to be real well this year. Last year, Mississippi State offensive line played up and down a little bit, but make no bones, their left tackle Charles Cross was a very, very good football player. That's why he went ninth overall to the Seattle Seahawks. Well, they got another young man that's going to add stability to the offensive line. He's a big guy. Mr. Catavius Williams, 6'7", 315, is going to take over Mr. Charles Cross left. Then looking on the defensive side of the ball for Mississippi State this year, which I think is going to be real strong up in the front seven, Nathan Picking, NFL talent, returning guy that played a lot of football last year. Randy Charlton, excellent, excellent football player, excellent pass rusher. He's returning this year. Then you got Demonte Russell, who's a guy that last year played very well at the end of the year, came alive. Then you're looking at Mississippi State, the linebacker position. Always Mississippi State. If you look overall, they've always been strong at the linebacker position. Throughout the history, D.D. Lewis, former Dallas Cowboy. Johnny Cooks, first-round pick of the Indianapolis Colts back in 82. This year, Jet Johnson, last year, led the team in tackles last year, had over 94 tackles last year. Excellent football player out of Toledo, Mississippi. Then, when you look overall in Mississippi State, and for them to really, really be really solid defensively, their secondary is probably the strength of their team. Emmanuel Forbes is one of the better corners in the league right now. I expect this young man going to get drafted in the NFL. Last year at 6'1", 180, 14 tackles for loss, 8 interceptions, 19 pass breakups. That's what he has in his career. Then you're looking overall at this Mississippi State team. This team is going to be a very tough out in the SEC West. But it's all about the Pirate, Mr. Mike Leach. And the biggest thing I like about Mississippi State is this right here. Last year, if you look overall of them, they ended up winning 8 games in the SEC. But most of all, Mike Leach, when he took the job down there, a lot of those players left. He had to build from scratch. And what he did, he took a quarterback out of Brandon, Mississippi, Will Rogers, and now he's turned him into one of the best quarterbacks in the SEC. I don't have to say it no more. Mississippi State is going to come with a real strong passing game. And the Pirates, Mike Leach, is going to have something to say.
Before we end our show today, we'd like to mention one more time, this show is presented by Bet Online.
So if you liked the video today, please come in and share it. I'm your host, Vincent Turner, here on 100 Yards Football. Special thanks to my producer, Mr. Logan Landers. And to my man, Mr. Marv Bass, for bringing me up. All I can say is Black Velvet, Atlanta Myers, Mississippi in the middle of the draft spell, Jimmy Rogers on the vacant, the sun is setting like molasses in a city. It's going to be setting down there in Starkville, Mississippi. Jean Lafitte, the War 1812, Andrew Jackson, help me, Jesus, Mike Leach, Will Rogers, Mississippi State passing game. Y'all be blessed here on 100 Yards of Football.
What is your favorite moment from football history? What teams and players are you cheering on? And who will win it all? We want to hear from you, our listeners. Head over to 100 Yards of Football Sports Talk Radio's Instagram, Facebook, YouTube, or Twitch and leave us a comment. We might use your suggestion in an upcoming episode. Tune in daily to the podcast and watch our show live every week. We are 100 Yards of Football Sports Talk Radio on the Believe Podcast Network.